New technology has created legal and ethical issues that were unimaginable a generation ago. Commentator David Weinberger says, Internet users, beware. A new high-tech posse plans to lay down the law.
From the beginning, the web has seemed like the Wild West, but now we're being told that it's actually a looting spree with people smashing and grabbing all the music and movies and copyrighted text they can for free. The irony is that thanks to big content companies such as the recording industry and movie industry, big computer companies, and big government, three technologies are being pulled together that may make control over ideas stricter on the web than it ever was in the real world. Right now, once you've loaded a song or an article onto your computer, you can do what you want with it. But the first of our trio, digital rights management technology, would change that. Let's say, for example, Metallica's recording company will let you pay to download a song of theirs and listen to it just once. Digital rights management, or DRM, would make sure that it's erased after that one play. Or maybe DRM will let you read an online book but not print more than 2 pages from it or copy any paragraphs out of it. That gives content companies stricter enforcement rights online than in the real world. After you've bought a physical book, the publisher can't stop you from reading it a second time or lending it to a friend. DRM can. Adobe and Microsoft are beginning to build DRM into their software, and so are hardware companies such as Hewlett-Packard. But for DRM to enforce the content company's rights against you, it has to know who you are. That's where the second piece comes in, digital ID. It ties your online identity to your physical identity, which is good for online merchants and has an obvious role in homeland security, but again, it goes further than ID in the real world. In the real world, to buy stuff, all I need is a credit card. In the digital world, I'll also need to present the equivalent of a valid passport. I'll be less anonymous online than I am in the real world. But how will anyone know that the ID I'm using, in fact, belongs to me? That's where the third leg, trusted computing, comes in. A trusted computer, a term I find Orwellian, has cooked into its hardware and software the ability to authenticate itself to other computers and to keep you from running software in any unauthorized way, including that Metallica song you want to listen to a second time, you pirate, you. Trusted computing gives content companies more control over your machine than you have. Microsoft has announced it's building trusted computing into the next version of Windows, called Longhorn, due in a couple of years, and major chip manufacturers, such as Intel, have agreed to redesign their chips to work with it. This is real, and it's on its way. Put them together, digital rights management, digital ID, and so-called trusted computing, and you have a world that's far more locked down than the real world ever could be. No leeway, no judgment calls. Our computers will decide for us. Content companies will be happy, at least short term, because every note, word, image, phrase, every idea can be owned and tracked and accounted for. But the free market of ideas needs to let us play with our works, incorporate the images and phrases and ideas into new works of our own. That's how culture grows. And if the Internet, the greatest force in history for growing the public domain, if the Internet ends up bringing on a regime of control that locks us out of our own culture, it won't be ironic. It'll be tragic.
Commentator David Weinberger writes and speaks about technology's effects on culture and ideas. He lives in Massachusetts.